Go that way. Yeah, that's right, over there. Yes, yes, good. Okay, go to the left. No, no! No! Oh, God, I'm respawning! Oh! Ah! Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about what is becoming a significant problem in the Western world, particularly, and this is the problem of online computer games, and in particular, I want to highlight the game Fortnite. I think they're a big problem, and they are behind the concept of, to a certain extent, the incel, the involuntary celibate, and this can be seen in no more pronounced a way than in Japan with the notion of the herbivore man. Now, what is the herbivore man, the herbivore male? The herbivore male is a male who has dropped out of competition, who has dropped out of the normal system whereby males will engage in a battle, essentially, to attain female. And they will engage in that battle to attain females by achieving and by signalling social status, and indeed by attaining the status of men. They will do things that make them have the status of men. Manhood is not something that, like womanhood, that you attain simply through beginning to menstruate or whatever it happens to be. Manhood has always traditionally been something that you have to attain. You attain it traditionally through some sort of rite of passage, whether that rite of passage is going through some sort of brutal initiation ceremony to become a warrior in the tribe, jumping over naked over a series of cattle or whatever it happens to be while the females watch, whether that initiation is teenage circumcision, whether that initiation is going in the army or going through university or whatever it happens to be, there has always been some, or even learning to drive a car, there has always been some sort of male initiation, and there has always then been the competition between males for females. This is profound in evolution because, of course, the male has nothing to lose from the sexual encounter, and therefore he can just have as many females as he can. The female has something to lose, therefore the female is more selective, and she will select only in favour of the highest status males, because if she has a high status male, then he's more likely to have good genes, ensuring that her offspring survive and the good genes are passed on, and he's more likely to be able to invest in her and the offspring, meaning that they survive. And therefore there is competition among males. It is inherent in manhood in order to attain the best females. They do this through all kinds of means, whether it be through sport, whether it be through work, whether it be through creativity and writing poetry and things like that. Whatever it is, in male terms, it can be seen as ultimately underpinned by this desire, for this need for competition, and this need to win in competition. Now, life is unfair, and life is a challenge, and therefore, as children, it is good that children are exposed to competition and are exposed to losing in competition, such that they can cope better with the competition they will subsequently experience in life for social status and for females, and will be able to be content with what they achieve. But this is why traditionally you have sport at school, you have, you know, playtime in which children engage in, particularly boys, engage in hierarchical games and games of competition and that sort of thing. Now, what we have in Japan with the herbivore men is males that have dropped out of this. They've just dropped out of the whole system of competition. They've stopped it trying to get females. They're not interested in females. They don't have the social skills to talk to females. They don't have the social skills even to talk to other males. They've simply immersed themselves from a relatively young age in computer games. They have found, in online computer games in particular, they have found a digital alternative to real life in which they can drop out of a difficult system, of a system where they can lose, where they can have setbacks which they have to cope with, into a system in which the setbacks are relatively minor because it is not real. It is hyper real. And that is what you have with games like Fortnite. How does it work? Well, from a very young age, you have a realistic alternative. An increasingly realistic alternative, such that it absorbs you, such that it seems real, because the level of programming is now so high, whereby you can immerse yourself in a very realistic fantasy world, in which it's so realistic, it's not completely lifelike, but it's so realistic that for all intents, and there's so much detail and so much depth to it, that it might as well be real. So you can, it's a huge escape from the difficulties of real life. You can immerse yourself successfully in a realistic fantasy world, such that it really, on a certain level, it actually seems real. Now, this is something that has not been possible before, other than perhaps through religious meditation or the taking of drugs or something like that. So it can be regarded as an evolutionary mismatch that we have created an alternative universe that is so real that people can immerse themselves in it and it can seem real and it can satisfy their desires for status and for being part of a group and whatever. Secondly, this works as with sport, as with other, as with academia, as with other attempts to compete within a hierarchy of a group in order to attain status, which is a basic male drive. You attain status within this group. You attain status by being good at the computer game, by winning, by successfully killing others, by successfully completing missions and whatever. And you will be acknowledged by other members of the group, and you will be seen as not a noob, which is the worst thing you can be in this kind of society, by the way, as being a non-noob, as being successful. And so therefore you attain this status thing, and this gives you a buzz, and this means that you feel good, and this means you feel that you have achieved something. But you haven't achieved anything in the real world at all. What you have achieved has been entirely online, and will not necessarily, unless in some extreme cases you win gaming competitions or whatever, and therefore we win money and real status, and therefore it has an effect in the real world, is not likely to particularly impress other females or for that matter other males. Now also the brilliance of this is you don't have to bother with the perils of interaction. One of the good things about most of these status attaining exercises such as sport or whatever it happens to be is that you have to learn social skills through doing it. You have to interact with other people. You have to develop intellectually and develop emotionally. This is not the case with these computer games. Yes, you have to learn social skills to some extent, but you're going to be online talking to somebody in a different country through the shared language of English, playing the computer game as part of a group or whatever. The degree to which you actually have to interact is far more limited. It's far more black and white. It's far less subtle. So it's not assisting you with the development of social skills, which are going to be important climbing the group hierarchy, and important, of course, in attaining females. So that's the next problem with it. The next thing is that you won't actually deal with friends in a normal way. So a lot of these people who are friends with each other, let's say they become friends at school, at home, rather than meet up and do things together, such as playing or sport or whatever it happens to be, one will be in one house, the other will be in the other house, and they will both be playing Fortnite together. And they can do this for hours and hours, but the degree to which it allows them to develop proper social skills, proper interaction skills, whatever, is highly limited. Obviously, the degree to which it permits them to interact with girls is extremely limited. And so what you can expect is people who, as they get older, have very little experience socially interacting with females, don't know how to deal with females, don't know the subtlety of how to deal with females, don't know the skills that are involved, and therefore will be unable to deal with females and will be unwilling to deal with females. And so what you end up with is males who are going to be isolated, who are going to have poor social skills, who are going to be frightened of females and be incredibly shy, and who would rather basically immerse themselves in a pretend universe than go out and have to deal with other people, whether it is other people of the same sex, and certainly other people of a different sex. Their whole concept of what it is to have status will be related to this new universe, which is very addictive as well, which they will associate with pleasure, they will associate with positive feelings, and therefore they will have little interest in other aspects of achievement. And this is the other danger of it, which is that school achievement in history or art or literature or whatever it happens to be, will seem rather dull in comparison to the wonderful satiation that is these computer games. And therefore you would expect children that become really, really interested in these online computer games to be rather disinterested in other things, such as learning to read or learning to draw or learning to whatever it happens to be, because they will be so much less interested, or reading books or whatever, because these things will be so much less interesting than playing a computer game. And before long, you would expect boys to be completely addicted addicted to these games, to dream about these games, to get up in the morning and the first thing they'll want to do is play these games, to look forward to playing these games when doing any other activity whatsoever, because these games are so enjoyable, they are so addictive, and they just give such a sort of adrenaline pump and whatever. And so therefore these boys increasingly will divorce themselves from normal life and will basically develop in a maladaptive fashion. Now, why is this the case? Because, as I said, this is an extreme evolutionary mismatch. Never in world history have we had a system where an alternative universe, as it were, I mean, people can absorb themselves in novels in the 19th century, absorb themselves in watching TV in the 20th century or in movies, but never have we had basically the ability to absorb yourself into an extremely realistic and rewarding alternative universe, which indeed achieves certain things in terms of what the book Man Disconnected, How to Teach the Sabotaged Man Disconnected, which is a book which I have been reading, by the way. Man Disconnected is a very, very interesting book. And it looks at how technology, as its subtitle says, how technology has sabotaged what it means to be male. And that's where I've been, you know, I've been reading this book, and I've been looking at this this whole issue. And one of the things that that book mentions, apart from what I've already noted, is that you have Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So first of all, you need to be have physical, whatever, food and shelter and whatever. Then you need to be physically safe. Then you need love. Now, these things cannot be achieved via computer games. Above this, so higher up, once these basics are achieved, higher up in the hierarchy of needs, you have self-esteem. You have self-esteem and you have self-actualization. Now, to a great extent, these online games do allow boys to attain self-esteem and self-actualization. And so they are able, in a very realistic way, to take the place of real-world sources of self-esteem and self-actualization. And that is their danger. They are it is an extreme evolutionary mismatch to have these games and to have them being so realistic, because they can fulfill, to a very great extent, the lives of these herbivore males, such that they do not need to interact with the normal world, such that they do not need to develop relationships with girls, such that they do not need to develop relationships with other males or whatever. And they can just become these isolated herbivore male incels that don't really do very much, and that put all of their energies, which could be put into some creative pursuit, which could be put into something that would attain real world status and thus genuine sort of self-esteem and a genuine self-fulfillment, and they put all of their energies and their talents and their prospects into these games. Now, why does this not happen with females? Well, I think there's a number of reasons for this. First of all, females are less status-seeking than males. What a lot of these games are about is about achieving status and whatever. These games are just less interesting to females. Secondly, females are more pro-social than males, so they are simply much more inclined to want to spend time with other people in a way that males are not. So computer games are just an online interaction. It's not good enough for them. They want to be with people they've met and actually bonded with and whatever. So that's thirdly, females are higher in conscientiousness, so they're less likely to get addicted to these kinds of games anyway. And fourthly, females are higher in neuroticism and particularly anxiety, social anxiety, and so they're more likely to understand the negative side of these games and to realise that it will damage other components of life. So but they are uniquely bad for boys because of the fact that boys are, compared to girls, more antisocial anyway, and more likely to become addicted to things and develop addictions. So on every level, this is damaging. These games such as Fortnite are damaging the future of males. And I mean, it's so extreme that you get cases in Finland of males who will literally spend their summer holidays sleeping in the day and being awake at night so they can play Fortnite online at the same time that the children in America are playing Fortnite. That's how extreme it is. And I think if we're going to talk about academic agent AA's idea of a traditionalist future via Trumpton, via the 1960s animation children's programme about an idealised English town, Trumpton, then it strikes me that Trumpton should definitely ban online games, and particularly Fortnite. Well, I hope this is a bit of interest. If it has, please do subscribe. It helps us violently if you do that. Remember, our live show Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York. If you want to help the show, you can see where to do so below. I will see you soon, and goodbye!